Adelaide, the greatest city in the world. It's time to wake up with the team born and bred right here in South Australia. The unofficial mayor of Adelaide and AFL legend, Mark Rusciuto. The former squash champ and current B-grade golf champ, Chris Dittmar. And the FM radio host extraordinaire currently on the run for outstanding parking tickets, Laura O'Callaghan. It's Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Oh, hello on this Thursday morning. Roo, what a day it is coming up today. Loz could actually explode at some stage. I can feel the
tension. It's Christmas Day.
I can't believe you haven't had a coffee already.
I'm waiting for the moment.
Good restraint from you.
Well, no one's...
Because we've got coffees coming in from different places today. Canetto's downstairs. Freddie's brewing them right now.
I don't have coffee at home.
Oh,
so I couldn't
you?
Have it. Well,
what do you mean you don't have coffee at home?
I had to throw it out. I had to pour it down the sink like an alcoholic does with wine.
Well,
when
I haven't caught up on
this bet.
Yeah,
a
he started
ago.
A bet. 1 month off the coffees. And today is it's a month.
It's D-Day.
And Roo can have a bet. So bookies out there.
And it's
out.
Planned. This is going to be good for all of us. Right. I'm sharing the love today. When can I announce what my first bet is a little bit later on?
Yeah.
Stay tuned, everyone. You're coming with me.
Gian Rooney's going to join us later on. He's a superstar because the National Swimming Championships are in Adelaide, which is good.
Cole Chalmers swimming again, so look forward to that.
Yep.
Alir, the big fella from Port Adelaide, another big game down at the Cattery. Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, it is. Yep. Early
big game, that
the
one
Cattery.
Did. That'll shape you making the finals.
And date my dad. Now, we had his mate on the other day. Fair to say he gave us nothing.
Very protective.
We found another bloke who's got some dirt on him.
I want to find out. That's right.
I want to find some dirt on him. Come on, guy.
His accountant.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll get to that a little bit later
His accountant.
Oh, I was just throwing that out there. Who is? Do you know who it is? I was just thinking.
Just his mate.
Alex. That's all I know.
Oh, okay.
Alex said, I've got dirt. That's what we want.
I thought maybe his bail supervisor or something.
Oh, come on.
You know.
Don't try and talk him.
All right. Okay. Let's get into it.
If you want a dating, ladies, you can check his photo up on our socials. The best looking photo that's up there, as a matter of fact. Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz. Triple M Brekkie, Roo, Dits and Loz have got tickets to go and see the Crows take on the Saints this Saturday at Adelaide Oval. Now, you can buy them online or you can win them with us. It's entirely up to you.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Herald Sun are reporting that Sam Fisher, who is a Riverland boy, South Australian, played for St Kilda, played 270 games, something like that, lots of footy, is on serious drug charges, it reads.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, trafficking a commercial quantity of drugs, methamphetamine, amongst other things. The interesting thing here is that... he has not even applied for bail. He's chosen to stay inside. So that doesn't read good when you choose to stay inside for some reason.
What does that say to you? I know what it says to me, but what does it say to you?
Well, it says to me that he doesn't want to waste his money on bail and that he might be thinking he's guilty. I don't know. Usually you apply for bail, don't you?
Mm.
If you can.
Maybe he wants to avoid some people.
Yep.
Oh,
that's a possibility.
Okay, well, that's a total different angle.
They'll still get him inside.
Who knows, but it's very sad. His family is a brilliant Riverland family, and he's a great lad, but he's obviously, if he is guilty, if this is correct, then he's made some bad calls, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, you'll love this. Sylvester Stallone has sold his house, $82 million. Guess who bought it?
Who?
Arnie?
No, he's branched out with this one. He's gone off brand. Adele.
Oh, you're kidding. Adele.
Yeah.
How much did you say?
$82 million.
Has it got an ensuite?
You'd hope so.
It's got one toilet outside.
No.
Yeah.
Outside Dunny.
One driveway.
I wouldn't have paid any more than $79.
No walk-in robes.
Kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Dump. Yeah. And only one statue of David. So.
No air conditioning.
But yeah, that's a fun, like celebrities trading houses, that's a bit weird. They do that because they're the only people who can afford.
Little secrets too.
That's
that you'd
exactly
come across,
right.
Little things you'd find.
Little ghosts of Stallone's past coming out.
Feels like she'd have different taste to Sly though.
I reckon they'd
I could picture his house.
I reckon they'd be a speedball.
There'd be some statues.
There'd be a there'd be a punching bag.
There'd be a very Italian-y looking house.
If there isn't a massive marble staircase somewhere in
that
house.
No, there's a staircase. Yeah. There's definitely a staircase.
Big bird bath and a couple of lions out
there. Oh, yeah.
Nice
gym. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I wouldn't mind it.
All right. Hey, bad on the news last night. Over summer, you probably heard about a 14-year-old boy who was on the river. He was kayaking up near Waker, in fact, it was. And he got hit by a jet ski. Now, he unfortunately, very, very unfortunately, very, very sadly, died at the scene.
My God.
The guy who was on the jet ski went to court yesterday. Now, he couldn't have been any more remorseful. He said, I wish I died instead of the kid. Mm-hmm. Couldn't have, you know, hated what he did anymore.
Mm.
But he was under the influence of alcohol and drugs, which, you know, puts him in a very bad position. But jet skis on the river. Look, I'm not having a go at people who ride them because it's legal to ride them, but lots of people hate it. I'm one of them. They absolutely fly on the river. Mm-hmm. They have got so much power, and if ridden incorrectly, they are extremely dangerous. And I'm not even talking about people on drugs or booze, but they just go so fast, and there's no room for error. And there's lots of – it's a busy river. I don't know. I just think there'll be more accidents, unfortunately, unless they change the rules.
They do go quick, don't they?
People get up there. They're excited. Yep. They get invited up there for the first time, and they get a bit carried away.
So probably inexperienced, haven't done it a lot.
All you don't need any training, do you? You can just get
just
on.
Just a license.
Just finally an overnight news, something that caught my eye. Loz, this is a question for you. Now, you know Craig McLaughlin's been dragged through the courts by various people in recent years, hasn't he? A bit of harassment here and there.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah, alleged.
I think he was a bit grody.
Anyway,
the current one,
Christy Whelan-Brown. One of the fellow actors has come forward as a witness. Just tell me if this is a thing, Loz.
Oh.
She takes photos of her poo.
Right.
And sends it around.
Okay.
So all of the cast were getting shots of her poo, basically.
Well, is the context important.
I know people take photos of their food.
No, that's
like
different.
That. So is this a thing out there, is it?
It's not a thing.
I can't
say
I'd ever be possessed to go bloody proud of that.
It depends.
I'll send that around.
I had a couple of friends who were, competitive.
Don't tell me.
Their poos.
This happens.
Well, they were in
competitive
something.
Competitive of them.
Like. How I don't want to talk about it. It's yucky. But
why
they were involved in
that. You've got a story about
it. Hey! I wasn't a part of this. I was simply in the grandstands of the Poolympics.
The Poolympics. So, did someone medal?
Yeah, there were medals.
Is this the Paracombe Poolympics?
No, it branched out. Newton.
So, this does go on.
Gumaraka. Drag Newton into it.
Oh, mate.
So, in other words,
one of them was Italian. So don't. One of your own.
In other words, this happens.
Well, as a joke. There were some photos of who had the biggest poo when I was maybe 19.
Move on.
This is a shit story.
Next, find out what it's like to have your first hit of caffeine after a month. Loz crawls across the caffeine finish line next. Ruditz and Loz. Triple M Brekkie will pay you $1,000 for your hot rumour. The rumour mill is back just after 7:30, so text yours through 0488851047.
It was a month ago today that this big bet was laid.
If you're wanting to quit coffee because of the markups and you just don't see it as something that you want in your life anymore, be prepared for 2 weeks of serious withdrawals. They say that it's harder to come off. Not harder.
Have you ever given up?
I've tried. I tried once. I think I did a challenge at an old job where I wasn't allowed to drink it for a week and I was physically unwell.
Right.
Like had the shakes, migraines, could barely keep my eyes open but couldn't sleep at night. Mm. I am properly like a proper addict.
Mm.
I don't want to think about what my life would be like without coffee. So
why don't you just do it for some fun for us? Well, for the next couple of weeks and just see, watch you just go downhill. Start scratching and itching.
You will be so over it by day two.
I'd actually like to see it happen.
Watch me suffer.
Go on.
I will be a nightmare to work with.
Do something for
Rudy, you like torture.
I don't mind it.
All right. I'll give up coffee if you give up putting punt on.
Oh.
Done.
No!
Oh, he's put the hands
down. No, come on. Mate, I can't.
Do it for a month.
No,
I'll get off the punt for a month.
I'm telling you right now.
I'll get off the punt for a month.
I don't believe you will.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Can I just say the comparison? Rue will save $100,000. You'll save about $30.
Hey,
no, it's
don't
not worth
make
it.
Promises.
I'm. It's
turn
not,
around. You're
I
off
can't
for a
do it. I can't, Rue.
Oh, you can't. There's no such word as can't. Haven't you heard that?
You don't know what you're asking of me. You don't know what you're asking of me.
Well, try it. Come on,
I'm
we're not.
Scared.
It's not too much to do.
A month. I'll do a week.
Well, that's a
week's
a start.
Not even. You need not even past the.
Come on, Rue.
Bit.
That's a start.
That's a start.
No, you need to go through the bender pit where you start losing it, getting headache. Come on.
I've shaken hands on it.
Right,
when do we start?
Oh, she's walking out.
When do we start?
Finish this coffee.
Now, Loz, well done. Today well is done, a month, Loz. And we've just put a coffee in front of you. Away you go. Try not to scull it. You'll burn your mouth. But
I need you to say you're proud of me before
well,
I
yeah, I am very proud.
Well, you've learnt from this. You can do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
you're a
better
I'll person.
Never do it again.
Go on, have a sip. Have a sip.
I didn't say slurp. Oh, my God. It's so good. I love coffee.
Keep
I'm
going
so
now.
Happy.
Go.
Oh.
Get into your bloodstream. Mm. Right. Make love to it.
Now, we're having coffees all morning. Do you reckon you've saved any money?
You know what? I've drunk more alcohol. Definitely. That's all I know.
Good on you, Loz.
Fair enough. And Rue, back on the punt.
Yeah, I'm back.
Proud of you. Yeah, what are you putting a bet on?
That's dangerous. It's exciting.
Yeah.
If I win, everyone will have a lot of fun. And today, as a result of me getting back on the punt, everyone's going to get Powerball tickets. Who gets on?
Oh, you're joking.
Nah, I'm going to win it tonight. I'm coming straight out. I'm going to go bang, $80 million.
All right.
$80 million Powerball tonight. Anyone who gets through to the show win. In fact, we'll take three callers right now. 1-333-53. The first three people through right now, you've got a $80 million Powerball ticket.
Nice.
All right. And if you win, there's only one little thing. You got to look after us.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I want to be looked after
organising
this.
I want a new car. That's what I'm asking.
All right.
Loz, we can do that for you. Done. Oh, here's one. Woodville. Oh, Athelstan.
Oh, yes.
Bang, bang, bang. Here they are. All right. Well
He's
done,
on
guys.
The punt.
We're on the coffee and we're on the punt. What could go wrong?
Woo!
28 past. Triple M Brekkie with Rue, Ditts and Loz. You can buy your Crows tickets when they take on St Kilda this weekend at the Oval from Ticket Tech, or you can win them off us just after 7 this morning.
Reading a story that will have some people nervous today in the press, and it's about Metricon, Australia's biggest home builder. Rue, I want to take you back. I think it was about February 3rd, and you dropped this rumour.
Building companies are going back to people that they've got contracts with to build homes and saying, look, if you don't want to go ahead and build your home, we'll give you $20,000 to forego that contract.
Because costs have gone up and they're going
costs
to make a loss.
Costs have gone up and they're going to have to build it for a loss.
Front page of the paper says home builder in crisis and it names Metricon. Let's find out more.
Well, this is huge and it could have ramifications. If it's true, we hope it's not for everybody's sake. There's no winners out of people going bust. It's a horrible thing.
Yep.
Let's go to Will Frogley, the CEO of Master Builders. Will, have you heard any rumours? Is this true or are Metricon okay?
Good morning, Ruan. Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, mate. Look, there have been some things that people in the industry have been hearing for a while, but I suspect they've been a bit overblown. And time right now is for cool heads. I think people have to take a bit of a deep breath. Metricon's had a really rough week. Their CEO and founder has suddenly passed away, and I know that a lot of people at Metricon who I speak to regularly are very upset about that. They're dealing in a very challenging environment at the moment with price increases, the likes of which we haven't seen in probably 40 years, and shortages of pretty much everything you can imagine, and they've had to deal with COVID and things like that. So they're going through a challenging period, but I suspect that headline in the advertiser today is a bit overblown. I'm pretty confident.
Oh, that's good.
I'm pretty confident that they'll be able to get through it, but they're definitely going through a challenging time, but so is the whole industry.
Well, I don't want to play a blame game here, but I just wonder, and it's not only Metricon, but a lot of the builders, did they get greedy? Did they sign up far too many young home buyers knowing that they could not build these homes?
Well, I think the level of appetite for building from the public in South Australia and right around the country kind of caught everyone off guard, to be honest. And, you know, when the Home Builder Grant came out, I think the government forecast about 2,000 homes would be built. And the government ended up getting in South Australia about 14,000 applications. Mm. So,
wow.
You know, it was no one saw what was coming.
But, I know someone that's waited they're 3 years behind. Now, I think for a young couple, that's not a good situation. And you know what it's like. You're building something, your dream home, and all you want to do is move in. And it got delayed and delayed and delayed. And therefore, I'm just wondering, did they overstep the mark? Did they take on too much?
I definitely sympathise with those people who are building at the moment, but I can guarantee you that every builder out there wants to build as quickly as possible in the current environment with the price of everything going up so much so quickly. So there's no doubt that everyone's doing the best they can to get the jobs done as quickly as possible and get people into their homes.
Will, is there anywhere where, you know, people who have got contracts with Metricon can check? I mean, should they be ringing Metricon? Should they not do anything at all? I mean, there'd be a lot of people that could be panicking today about their biggest financial decision they're going to make in their life.
Yeah, like I said, Roo, I think it's a time for cool heads. Often, you know, rumours spread through the industry like wildfire, and a lot of the time they tend to be overblown, and I suspect that might be the case here. But yeah, definitely talk with your builder if you've got any concerns. Communication's the key, and remember everything you hear is not necessarily true. Just talk to your builder and find out what the real situation is.
So how long until we have pure clarity on it? I mean, rumours will be floating around. Are Metricon going to come out and make a statement? You know, when are we going to know for sure that it is or it isn't an issue?
Oh, well, I think, like I said, there's no doubt they're dealing with some challenges at the moment, but so is the whole industry. I know they've got a meeting with the Victorian government today. They're a very large builder in the eastern states to have a chat about that. So I think watch this space. But again, I'm confident we're going to have a good outcome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Will. Good on you, mate.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks
there
a lot.
Is Cheers. Will Frogley, CEO of the Master Builders. Roo, I don't know. Am I allowed to talk about the person that you spoke to? No, all right, we won't. Okay.
Well, that I spoke to someone who's connected to them, and they said they've been paid up to date.
Yeah, I just wanted. I think it's important to point that out.
Which reaffirms what Will's saying at this stage, that he's been paid up to date. So
that's good.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right.
It's got to the front page somehow, so.
Mm.
Either someone's exaggerating or lying. It's a big thing to say, though, about Australia's biggest builder.
No, absolutely, but it wouldn't be the first time something maybe a little bit inflammatory has been published.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It is 13 to 7, Roo, Dits and Loz.
In a moment, the most annoying ad on radio right now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it.
6 to 7, Roo, Dits and Loz have got $100 for you to spend at Faster Pasta. We're going to start dishing that out to you after 7 on Triple M Breaking.
Oh, the budget's breaking our brains in half at the moment. Have a listen to this tune. We've all heard it.
There's a hole in your budget, dear Labor, dear Labor.
And that means
more taxes are coming, more
Please,
taxes.
Please, turn it off.
You're in solitary confinement and they're trying
off.
To torture you at the moment. Well, Triple M just decided to do a little different version of this because Loz has a little bit of trouble balancing her budget.
There's a hole in your budget, dear Loz, dear Loz. There's a hole in your budget, dear Loz, a hole. There's far too many Ubers, many Ubers and parking fines. There's far too much frivolous spending, dear Loz.
And that means
there's no super coming, dear Loz, dear Loz. There's a hole in your budget, dear Loz. A hole.
You'll be poorer with Laura. Spike for Triple M.
Very good.
You'll be poorer with Laura. But you'll be happy and you'll have a lot of time and you'll live for the day.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wright will come along and fix it all up.
That was good.
Written and authorised by Chris Dipbar and Mark Tudor.
We're going to go down and find out about the Australian Swimming Championships. Well, Gian Rooney's in town. We'll get her on next.
Triple M Brekkie, Roo, Dits and Loz have got the most free tickets in Adelaide to go and see the Crows take on the Saints this weekend, and we're going to start giving those out before 7:30 this morning.
Australian Swimming Championships have come to Adelaide, which is very exciting for us, and calling all the action, Channel 9's Gian Rooney. Gian, welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Right, hard-hitting question first up. Is it a fast pool?
People still ask this question. It's absolutely completely not relevant in this day and age anymore.
Well, it is relevant to me because every pool I jump in, Gian's very slow.
Yeah.
He can't swim, Gian.
It is the same for me. Don't worry, I haven't swum a lap in over 16 years now. So every pool is very slow for me as well.
Now, you say it's not relevant. Why is it not relevant? Help us.
Okay, so back in the day, a fast pool was a warm, shallow pool.
Okay.
And a slow pool was a deep, cold pool. So that was very, made a huge difference to obviously times and records and things like that. Whereas this day and age, every pool that, you know, elite athletes swim in have to be completely the same. They have to be ratified. They have to be the same and obviously flow off over the side of the pool, proper lane ropes, so there's no wash between the lanes. So it's changed. We're professionals.
What are you going to talk about in the first 5 minutes of every segment?
I want swimming in infinity pools.
I have noticed that it's only a certain maturity of person that asks about
I don't want to brag, Gian, but I didn't know what they were talking about when they said
that. I take out of that I'm mature. That's right. Now, Gian, Shayna Jack, the big story last night, and she was very emotional.
There were a number of big stories last night. Goodness gracious, it was certainly on fire out at here in Adelaide. So Shayna was amazing. For those of you who are catching up with the story, she had served 2 years of a drug ban. When a performance-enhancing drug was found in her system. She's fought her way back and unbelievably not only made this 4x1 freestyle relay team, which she was an integral part of before all of that scandal happened, but she's got herself an individual spot. So she got second behind Molly O'Callaghan, our young gun, in the women's 100 free last night, which means she has got an individual spot booked for both the World Championships in Budapest and the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Amazing.
Mm. Wow. And what's the environment been like around her after the scandal? Has she been welcomed back in? Have there been tensions?
No, certainly. I've always said that there will be no issue on Australian pool deck. Everyone is very supportive of Shayna and understands what she's been through and very, very supportive. The challenge will come when she comes to an international pool deck. It's just the nature of the beast.
Yep.
But she is one of the most determined athletes I've ever come across, and her strength of character is next level. I don't know if I'd be lining up on the blocks if I'd been through what she had been through. So it's a absolute credit to her.
Well, hopefully she'll be better for it. Tell us about the big tuner, Kyle Chalmers. How's he looking?
Well, not swimming freestyle events here in Adelaide. So we have a superstar clause, I like to call the superstar clause for these Commonwealth Games, where anyone who got an individual medal in Tokyo has been allowed to not swim those events here at the trials.
What
they
do you
get
mean?
A free pass,
free pass
to swim those events at Commonwealth Games. So it's a superstar pass. Effectively, Emma McKeon, Kyle Chalmers, and Ariane Titmus have taken up that offer. So Kyle is not swimming the 100 free here in Adelaide. He will swim it in Birmingham. But he's doing the butterfly events, 1500 fly. The 100 fly was last night. The big tuner needs to work on a few things. Isn't that hilarious when you're an Olympic gold and silver medalist? He lost his cap.
Oh,
what? Lost his swim cap. He's got the peroxide blonde do going on at the moment and lost his cap in just after the turn.
Oh,
and so he's got improvement to go. He was a bit annoyed at himself about that. But training partner Matt Temple won the 100 fly. Tokyo finalist last year in the 100 fly, Matt Temple. The big tuner was second. And then Cody Simpson, our resident pop star, got third. And get this, guys, this is amazing. So obviously qualifying times are very difficult. They're a tough, difficult qualifying time to make. You have to be underneath or equal to that qualifying time if you want to book your seat on a plane. Cody Simpson has equaled the 100 fly qualifying time.
Incredible.
Right? Yep. And because Kyle has turned down a trip to World Championships, he's just going to Commonwealth Games, not World Championships, Cody Simpson gets a berth as a 100 flyer going to Budapest in the World Championship.
So
and you know what?
So
he can sing
going
at the opening ceremony as well.
Exactly, he
can do the whole lot. Hey, Gian, thanks so much for joining us. Fantastic stuff. The Australian Swimming Championships here in Adelaide.
Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Ditz and Loz, the Rumour Mill. Another big one coming up after 7:30 and your chance at a grand as well.
1-3-3-5-3. We like to throw the phones open. We get some calls and looks like we've got Chris, the world's most boring man. G'day, Chris.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Hi, Chris. How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just on the title of the world's most boring man, just to remind you that the University of Durham in the northern part of the United Kingdom did a worldwide survey and discovered that I was the world's most boring man. So, and I take that as a feather in my cap, I do.
Okay.
Anyway, I've rung because I've got a bit of a conundrum
right.
that you might be able to help me with. I was listening to your very vibrant show recently, and someone mentioned that the cheetah is the fastest animal on Earth.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, last week, I was in my bird hide doing some bird watching, and I saw a bird called the peregrine falcon. The peregrine falcon can travel at speeds in excess of 400 kilometres per hour.
Really?
Wow.
But, so my conundrum is that on Earth because it's actually up in the sky?
Oh.
And if the cheetah is running on Earth, it is the fastest animal on Earth, and the peregrine falcon isn't on Earth, it's actually up in the sky. Can you see my conundrum?
I can... Is a falcon an animal?
I believe birds are animals, yes, sir.
Part of the animal kingdom. Well, yes, yes. But how close? But I mean, if you put a microscope underneath the feet of the cheetah, there would be a little bit of space between the fibres on the ground and his feet. So he might not even be on Earth. If we want to get that ridiculous, you know. So I think the falcon is on Earth. It's within the atmosphere of planet Earth.
Okay. Hey,
that's a bit much for Chris.
Thank you.
I wanted
closure on that conundrum, and I think I've got it.
You feel good?
Just give us a little bit of closure. Last time we spoke to you, you'd been on a date, you dirty old bugger, down at some country fair.
Yes, I did meet the girl who at the Easter fair at Panola, the Panola show, she won the fastest quilt cover changing competition. And we did go on a date, and I think there's something wrong with her phone because I've rung and I've rung and I've rung. To be honest, this is the real reason I've called this morning. I just want to put my hand up for when Guy has finished with Date My Dad, could I be the next Date My Dad?
Oh.
Do you think?
Chris, we'll keep it in mind.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Okay with that?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Good on you. Goodbye. That's Chris, the world's most boring man.
Triple M Brekkie. 22-8, Triple M Brekkie. With Ruditz and Loz very soon, Ports Alira-Lea, and there's something pretty arguably annoying happening on the River Murray. We're going to get to that very soon as well.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Mill.
As you know, you can win $1,000 thanks to Automasters, but this morning only, we're also giving away a ticket in tonight's $80 million Powerball draw, if you can come through with a rumour, okay? So 133353. Now, Roo, earlier this morning, you mentioned the unfortunate story of a South Australian footballer from the Riverlands, Sam Fisher.
Yes.
Played for St Kilda.
Yeah,
played
a lot of games. Nearly 300 games.
Yeah, almost 300 games. Anyway, he's been arrested on drugs charges, and he's also hasn't applied for bail, so he's remaining in police custody. Mm. Since you mentioned that this morning, I've received a message that we've got to be careful how we say this because obviously it'll be before the courts, but a current high-profile player I think might be implicated.
Oh, really? Is this a rumour or fact?
We'll say it's a rumour, and I think a highly decorated player might be implicated.
Well, let's hope not, but you
never
know.
You mean with medals, not tattoos?
I'm just saying decorated, tattoo decorated, no.
Yeah.
So we can't, again, because it's before the courts, we're not trying to be dismissive here, but...
But it's not as simple as it seems.
It's not as simple
Sam
as it
Fisher
seems.
Didn't apply for bail, is the other part of the story as well, which, I don't know, that doesn't happen too often, I don't think, but we'll wait and see. The election is on Saturday, we know that. I've been told that there's a abnormal amount of people that have voted early, like double the amount of people that have voted early.
I know so many people.
Well, I'm one of them.
Yep, I know at least 20 people.
I've got a busy day Saturday, so I decided to get it out of the way. But double the amount.
Right.
Now, that will have an impact on the election as well. So that could, they reckon a lot of Liberal voters seem to vote early.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's what they say.
Okay.
I don't know if it's right or not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do this one?
Or
do,
yeah.
Well, this one is maybe a little bit off-brand for Triple M, but nevertheless, it's a music tour. Hanson are coming to town.
A little bit off-brand.
Are they still alive?
What?
Or are they legal yet?
Right. The old Mboppers. Oh, mate, they're not only legal, but they're old. It's a bit sad, actually.
What, are they in their 30s or something?
40s.
Bald
and
dust,
they're 40. Family, aren't they?
Yeah, three brothers. One of them, I'm not joking, it was quite a hilarious situation. My brother thought the middle one was a girl and had a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone was like, that's a dude. And he was very confused and alarmed with himself for a little while, threw everything into chaos. But I liked the young drummer because he was like in my age range.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, they're coming to town. Handsome. So get your mbop sort of vibes ready, guys.
And 0488 51 047. There's a person on here whinging that he told us the Metricon rumor a while ago. We didn't give him the time of day. How about we give you a Powerball ticket, mate?
Yeah,
we got your name with you. Oh, but if I missed that, I'm very sorry.
And all if you win $80 million, can you just I don't know, fix the alternator in my RAV4, please? That'd be good.
That is the rumour mill. We'll pay you $1,000 for your mail. Text it through 0488 51 047. All thanks to Automasters. Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow. Pay later options available at every single one of their stores. It's Triple M Brekkie. 8 to 8, Triple M Brekkie with Roo Ditz and Loz. 18 degrees today in Adelaide. Very soon, tickets to go and see the Crows take on the Saints this weekend for nothing.
Towards centre wing, a leer up high, takes the mark.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Roo Ditz and Loz.
Intercept mark number 10 for Alia.
Port Adelaide's Alia Alia.
Oh, back in form, playing great footy, Alia. Welcome to Triple M.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
Gee, last week the ball just kept finding you. You got right back to your best form, and gee, especially in the last quarter, you just kept marking the footy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still building. I mean, my best is still yet to come, so you know, I just have to keep taking it week by week and keep building, I guess.
How were you a couple of weeks ago when Chad Corns come out publicly and said he wasn't happy with the form of yourself and Tom Cleary? Were you worried at all by that, or is that something that you're totally comfortable with?
No, I'm totally comfortable, and I spoke to him, and I know my best football where I'm at, and I just didn't play to the best of my ability, and just gave Norton too much space, and it wasn't a great game personally. So for him to come out and say that, it didn't bother me too much.
All right, well, that's good. Last 4 weeks, 4 wins. Have you turned the corner totally? Do you need to beat a top side so that we're all totally convinced? Where do you think you're at?
I mean, it's good to get 4 wins in a row. Obviously coming up against Geelong this week, the quality side, so we're looking to get another win there. And I still feel like our best is still in front of us too. So start this Saturday, go down there. I mean, it's usually hard to get a win there, but I'm pretty confident in the team that we got to get a win there.
Well, they got beaten down there a couple of weeks ago by Freo, and I don't think they're going that well, Geelong, so I reckon you're a good chance. Just, Alia, just bear with us. That bloody girl Shaz from Alberton is just on the line again. We'll just see if she's there. Shaz, are you there?
Yes, this is Shaz.
Make it quick, please. He's got a big game Saturday. What would you like to ask Alia?
No, just a quick question, just a logistical issue. When you are in Geelong, are you sharing a room? Because I need somewhere to crash.
Do you sleep with other players down there, Alia, or you got your own room?
No, I got my own room. We all get our own rooms, but no, I don't think I'll be sharing with anyone.
No funny business, obviously, everything above the waist, I know, before game day, but I can bring my own cot. But that'd be good. So if you could just leave a key at the desk for Shaz and Dipper.
What about if they win, Shaz? Does the band still happen then?
Well, yeah, look, you might have to book in an extra ice bath.
Anyway, Shaz, thanks for getting
away,
yeah. Thanks for calling
get
in.
Get back to work, Shaz.
Well, there's an offer for you, Alia.
Yeah, beautiful.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to win now.
No.
Good
now, idea. What about Tommy Jonas? Do you know much about the captain? Out of COVID, will he be all right to play this weekend?
Yeah, I think he'll be sweet. I think he'd be sweet to play. He's obviously captain of the football club. He's one of those players you want to play with. So if he's good to go, he's good to go. So, yeah.
Right. And Charlie and Orazio, are they happy to drive to Loxton for a hit out on the weekend?
I'm not sure what the go is there. I mean, obviously we'll like them in the team playing. But I'll leave that to the coaches to make that choice. Later today.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us again, Aaliyah. And if I was you, I'd lock that bedroom door in Geelong.
Yeah.
I'd bolt it shut, all right?
put the key in front of someone else's doormat that you don't like.
Yeah.
Maybe Kenny Hinckley's.
I like Ken. One of the younger guys.
Yeah, one of the single ones. Do the right thing.
There you go. Aaliyah here on Triple M.
She's not fussy, trust me.
8 past Triple M Brekkie with Roo Dits and Loz. Date my dad. We've got one that you can. You can see his picture up on our Instagram. We're going to get in touch with his best mate soon because so far we've got zero dirt on the man. That's going to change before 8:30.
Yeah, if you want to date him, triplem.com.au. Everybody in Australia has seen the footage of ScoMo taking out the little kid at a local soccer game down in Tassie. Here's the audio of when the big clumsy dork knocked him over and nearly killed the little redhead. You're right, mate. You're right, mate.
You're right, mate.
I don't think he saw him. I don't think he deliberately did it.
I thought he lined up the little redhead kid.
Yeah. We've been picked on
all our lives.
Imagine if he got a real sookie mummy's boy there and he just cracked it and started bawling and he ran off to his mum. It would be played 100 times. He'd look like it'd be real poor form. At least the little kid sucked it up.
He was all right.
He was tough.
I mean, I think that in these weeks leading up to an election, there's just so many moments for embarrassing things to happen. And my heart and my prayers and my thoughts go out to ScoMo's PR team sitting on the sidelines watching this unfold.
They must have panicked.
Just crapping their dacks. No!
Put him in a soccer game. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine. Put him against the kids. It's a great photo
What could go wrong?
High risk. Really high risk.
It happens, though. Kids sport, you know.
Well, he's competitive. He even called himself a bully early in the week, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a bulldozer. He called himself a bulldozer.
He's literally
done it
now.
He gets things done. That's what you do. You're a doer. He's a doer. So he got out there and he did it. He knocked over a little redhead. He couldn't help it. But I think we all get our competitive juices flowing from time to time, and that's what we want to hear from now. People who have gone a little bit too far when you're a dad, when you know your father-son games or playing with your kids in the backyard. 1-3-3-5-3. Tell us all about that. If you do that and you got a good story, we'll give you a Powerball ticket. 1-3-3-5-3, because my betting band's off and we're going to win $88 million tonight. 1-3-3-5-3.
11 past 8, Roo Dits and Loz. It's a 8:15, Roo Dits and Loz. ScoMo managing to tackle a young child to the ground down in Tassie.
The campaign
trail. You're good.
Yeah. You're right, mate.
Not really. I've just been falling on by a big bear. He did the dive roll, though, ScoMo. He's got a bit of sporting experience. He didn't fall on top and give it away and in the back free kicking. He fell to the side. Anyway, he still is suspended. 1-3-3-5-3. Powerball tickets on the line. Let's head to Mount Barker. Gary, when have you taken it too far?
Actually, my dad, I was about 8 years old, was having a game of footy in the backyard and he's come to tackle me and land on my arm and break my arm.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Dad.
Now, was this a full body to the ground slam that would happen often or was this a bit of a fluke thing?
Oh, yeah, well, it was pretty rough.
Okay.
So.
All right. Sorry, mate.
All the best with your Powerball ticket there, Gary.
And your relationship with your dad. I just hope you've managed to mend that over the years.
Let's go to Blakeview. Diane, when have you taken it a bit too far in the backyard?
Not in the backyard, in front of the TV playing Wii.
And what happened?
My head with a baseball bat.
What?
Smacked my daughter in the head with a baseball bat playing Wii.
Playing Wii.
Yeah.
You get right into it when you play Wii, don't you?
How old was she?
Full on crack.
Oh, no. And she was all right?
Yeah, sure,
they're
right.
Hopefully you'll be right after you win Powerball too, Diane. Good luck. Let's go to Claire. G'day, Blake.
G'day, Roo. G'day, Dits. G'day, Logs.
G'day, mate.
Mine was also a backyard footy one, but I was 7, my pa was about 65, and he thought it was funny that I couldn't get him. And, yeah, I just managed to wrap up his arms and get my leg in the right spot and fucking get him to the ground.
That's... Anyway, he tackled his grandpa to the ground and he slipped out a bad word as he did it too.
I tell you what, we've still got more Powerball tickets and we need you to tell us on 133353, when have you taken it too far?
Let's go to Willie at Woodville. Hello, Willie. What happened with you, mate?
Good morning, guys. And, Loz, I used to go around my mate's place and rough up his kids every now and then. And you were
just for something to do.
Love those blokes that come around and stare the hell out of your kids and then leave.
Take off, yeah.
Yeah.
I like stirring them up just before bed. But he was 10 or 11 and got him in a bit of a scissor lock with my legs around his waist. And he wouldn't tap out, so I just kept squeezing tighter, and then that familiar smell just started to fill
the room.
Oh, no!
And, he followed through.
We gathered.
What, number twos?
Big, Willie from Woodville, come on.
Oh, no.
You were that annoying bloke that used to come around.
You squeezed him so hard, he piped one out.
All right. Everyone gets a Powerball ticket. You can win $80 million bucks tonight, thanks to Roo.
Yeah, no worries. Just remember where you got it from and to look after us if you win.
Mm-hmm. Guy, date my dad. We have to get some dirt on him. One's got a bad word to say about him. Mate Alex is going to join us next.
Triple M Brekkie, Roo, Dits and Loz. 21 past 8, Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz. A lot of guests so far on the show. Gold medal winner, Gian Rooney. We've also had Portalia Alia, and very soon... we're going to be going over one of the most annoying ads during the campaign for the Pollies. Right now, it's time to date my dad.
Triple M Breakfast's Roo, Dits and Loz are here to help.
We're out to find someone special for our dad.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
We reckon he's a good looker.
Triple M's Date My Dad.
Date My Dad. Now, this fella is absolutely perfect. Squeaky clean. We cannot find one thing on him.
Well, we will now because we've gone right to the source. His best mate, Alex from Colonel Light Gardens. Alex, give us some dirt on Guy, please.
Oh, you want dirt? Okay. I'm not sure he'd be happy with this, but he does have a little bit of a fetish.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
He's done it all over. Well, he can't help himself. He's done it all over the world, and he just loves the surf.
Oh, come on.
I thought you had
going to say feet or something.
That's a good fetish, though.
I can't give anything up on my boy. Far out.
What else you got? Come on, tell us.
All right. Well, there was this time when he left Adelaide, he went over to Streaky Bay, and he's a pretty courageous bloke, so he found himself diving for scallops with all the great white sharks. Footy lead. And he went away as a little bit of a whippersnapper, and I'm a bit bigger than him, so I used to, you know, manhandle my mate and throw him around a bit. But when he came back, he was like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, has he been on the jersey or something?
He gave it to me.
Okay.
I tell you what, to go swimming at Streaky Bay, you need big kahunas.
Yeah, he did that for 18 months. He's courageous, to say the least. And a little bit crazy.
A little bit crazy.
That's a good mix.
Yeah.
So do you think that whoever ends up with him has to sort of deal with the fact that he might put himself in dangerous situations?
No, I think he's matured like a wine. I think he's a little bit more cautious these days. Still loves the surfing, but I think what he would really like would be someone who's authentic, knows how to have a laugh.
Yep.
I think on the surface he's a very sensible guy, but if you get underneath the surface, he has a wicked sense of humour, which cracks you up.
Okay. All right.
A night out for you fellas, if you all get together. What does it involve? Do you go to the pub, or what do you do?
It's usually a bit of a trip. So we might head over to York Peninsula, or we might go down to Fleurieu. There might be some surfing, could be some camping.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, we'd go to one of the local pubs and have a few beers and a laugh,
I reckon we know what Guy's like now.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty clear.
Yeah.
He's hard, he's courageous, but he just loves what he loves.
Yeah.
And his mates are all shit scared of him. Yeah. None of them will say anything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thanks, Alex.
You can see the picture of Guy if you want to date him on our Instagram and on our Facebook page. Roo, Dits and Loz on Triple M. Triple M Brekkie, Roo, Dits and Loz, who you can chat live with during the show. We've got our Auto Masters text line 0488 51047.
Just before, while we get to that, someone said a big thank you to the staff at the Lowell McEwen Cardiac Unit. Spent 5 nights there with heart issues after collapsing at work. Awesome care from everyone. That's from Ross. Well done, everyone at the Lowell, mate.
How good. Good's beautiful. That?
Good stuff.
We've
good.
Got amazing healthcare workers in this state.
Now, for you two mad crows, what about these names that are up for selection, possibly? Matt Crouch, Riley O'Brien, Wayne Miller, Elliot Himmelberg, Riley Thilthorpe, Lockie Murphy, Jordan Butts.
Gee, the twos are sounding pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah. I love Thilthorpe. I think he's very good.
So, how many changes will the Crows make this week? We might find out later on today.
Hopefully not too many.
All right, at Port Adelaide, Tom Jonas had the week off with COVID. He wants to come back in and take on Geelong.
An enormous game for us, I think. We've got some good momentum, and to be able to go down there and win another one on the road would be fantastic. Cats are not playing their trademark footy right now, and they're gettable down there. So we're pretty confident that we rock up and play the way we have in the last sort of month, that we'll give ourselves a shot.
All right, and what about Orazio Fantasia? Last week he was the medical sub.
I think there's a chance he'll be the sub again, given that the Magpies play on Sunday, so there's a possibility there. I mean, he's been training a lot, so he has sort of fitness under his belt. Obviously, it's not quite the same as a game, but he hasn't lost that touch. He's ready to go from a skills point of view. It's probably more the physicality. A quarter or something would be perfect, but if he's not going to play, you'd prefer him to get a whole game in at SNFL level.
So what he's saying there is they play Saturday, he can be the sub. If he doesn't get a game, he can still play on Sunday for the Magpies.
Right, okay. The word about Dusty Martin, Roo, this isn't going away.
Well, it's not going away. It's actually getting stronger and stronger. Here's Damien Barrett, Triple M's news hound.
It is, I think, linked to the 6 weeks Dusty had off and what sort of conversations were required to get him back to play. Yeah, there's a conversation clearly being had of sorts that could have him in Sydney next year.
They're saying, to get him back after that break was maybe opening up the door for him to go. Lee Matthews has been really quite critical of what Damien Hardwick said the other day, saying he's never heard of a coach saying he'd allow a star player to leave the club, but the world is different in 2022.
Mm. Yeah, it is. Hey, in the soccer last night, I watched this game. Adelaide United and Melbourne City played out a nil-all draw down at Hindmarsh at Cooper Stadium. So the second leg is on the weekend. And down at the swimming, Kyle Chalmers finished second in the butterfly last night. And Cody Simpson. Tell us about Cody Simpson. He finished third.
Yeah, he did. And he equaled the qualifying time, I think. Well, I mean, he's just incredible. He's a bloody pop star.
Yeah.
But when you Google him, he was a very competitive swimmer his whole life and then just randomly got famous. Like, so I think swimming might be his real passion.
They finished behind Matt Temple. Shana Jack made her comeback and finished second in the 100 freestyle. That's our look at sport.
You can get our chat with Gian Rooney about the championships on our listener app after the show. Overnight sport for Lockleys Hotel, where you can lock in a pint and a palmy or a beer and a burger for just $20.